You know, I'll say to you something for those of you who've stayed around. Many people have recognized me here in Istanbul, and it's, you know, even just right before I started filming, someone said, Sean, we miss you so much on Instagram. And I miss being able to be there to do what I did, and at first I was bitter. I spent over 10 years building, not an account, I built a community of 6 million people from 150 countries. And it was some of my life's work. I'd raised millions of dollars for causes and charity. And at first I was hurt and I was bitter. But now I've grown to think differently about it. I've grown to think that when I lost my Instagram account, it removed so much noise from my life, good noise and bad, that I was able to hear and listen and reflect. I don't know that I would be a Muslim today had they not taken that account away. Alhamdulillah. Because they took that account away, I was able to consider, who am I? Where am I? What am I? And who will I be for the rest of my life? I don't trust myself enough to believe that I would have ever become a Muslim. If I had never lost that account, I would probably still be on Instagram, chugging, pushing. I was working day and night, sharing stories, translating messages. But they removed something, and what they did was unjust. But if you know Allah, Allah can even use injustice to do something beautiful. And people started telling me, they said, Sean, you may have lost 6 million followers, but you gained 2 billion sisters and brothers all over the world, mashallah. And I would make that trade 100 times out of 100. If someone said to me today, Sean, you could either accept Islam or be on Instagram, which would you choose? It's no choice. I'm choosing Islam. I'm choosing Allah. I'm choosing the message of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I'm choosing to learn about the companions of the Prophet like Abu Ayyub. That's richer, deeper, better than an Instagram account with 100 million followers. I would rather be a Muslim than own Instagram. I would rather be a Muslim than own Meta. This is no trade at all. And so I won. They meant it for wrong, but Allah used it for good. And so, sisters and brothers, I'm going to get ready for prayer. And I'm going to wait here for a few moments. And for those of you who want to stay while we hear the call to prayer, I'll continue filming. But I would like to even begin getting myself ready, my heart and mind ready for prayer. I love you all. I appreciate you. This is, if my time is right, it's about 46 minutes. I don't know how to edit videos, so I'm doing it all in one take. It won't always be like this, inshallah. One day we'll have editors, and one day maybe there'll be a cameraman here on this channel. But for now, it's me and a little camera that I have in my hand. But I'm happy in my soul, I'm happy in my heart, I'm happy in my mind, I'm happy in my mouth, I'm happy because we are with Allah. The only thing that breaks my heart is that there's still so much suffering and pain and evil and ugliness in this world. And I think even now as I pray, I will be praying for our sisters and brothers in Gaza. I'll be praying for you. I'll be praying for our sisters and brothers in the West Bank. I'll be praying for our sisters and brothers in Sudan, in Congo. I'll be praying for oppressed people everywhere, for Kashmiris, for our Uyghur sisters and brothers. I'll be praying for the Ummah. And please, I ask that you also pray for me and that you join me in all of these prayers for oppressed people, that Allah sustain them, provide for them. Please, please, Allah, give them strength, give them provision, give them freedom. And I will say these prayers with all of you, okay? Let me show you. I'm gonna take a seat and I'll show you around, and then I'll be silent. And when the call to prayer begins, I was told it's best not to speak. Salam alaikum.